Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to another episode of White Wine Question Time, something from the cellar, our weekly mini drop that affords us a chance to clamber down the stairs to the White Wine Question Time cellar and dig up some vintage conversations. And in this week's episode, if you're looking for some inspiration to keep you on track as you head back to the gym and try to, you know, be virtuous this January after a mainly horizontal festive period, we've got exactly the right mix of inspiring, endearing and hilarious tales from the gym for you that will hopefully ease any apprehension you feel about, well, getting back to it or sticking with it. And first up, we have actress, television presenter and best-selling cookbook author Faye Ripley. She tells us why an expensive membership and daily trips to the gym, just so she could have a poo, became an essential part of her routine when she first started dating her husband. Yeah, it's tales from the gym, but not as you'd expect or know them.
You get a glimpse into David Baddiel and Mai's relationship.
I like the fact that he feels close enough to you to, in a moment of need, knock your door for a poo. I mean, I'd have to know somebody really well to be able to do that, especially not to, like, dress it up as another reason. He just literally came to your house for a poo, didn't he?
Yes. I mean, it's brilliant that you've Googled that and that's out there just as an anecdote.
Your podcast.
Oh, yeah, it is on my podcast. That's true. Oh, yeah, it probably isn't like a headline. Yeah, you're right.
It just made me chuckle.
Well, it's true. So he lives fairly near, you know, it's like a 10-minute bike ride away. And that at the time he was cycling to, he'd be happy to say this, he did in fact say it on the podcast, cycling to his therapist. And probably the nerves of the oncoming therapy session kicked in, needed a poo, thought, where am I as relaxed as in my own home? I know, Faye's. I, however, and he points this out, am not relaxed around public pooing or sharing any kind of toilet stuff. So I think it's an odd choice. I'm not comfortable with anyone knocking on my door for a poo. Not at all. But in he comes. I'm like, oh, hello, David. He's like, I'm just going for a poo. Like, oh, God, okay. And then he left again. Well, you know, without a bind or leave.
Did he really?
Funnily enough, but, you know, it is mad that. I mean, when I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo. And I used to say every morning, he goes, God, you work out a lot, don't you? I go, yes. I I just like to do the weights, do a lot of cardio. Obviously, I didn't use one piece of equipment. think that was clear from the untoned body that returned from said gym. But I just went for a boo. It was just really, really, it was the only way around it I could think of when I was staying with him, basically.
Totally get that, especially in the first flushes of romance. There's not a hope of me.
We've got into this, haven't we, really early on. I don't know how that's happened, but we have.
Bloody David Baddiel, I blame him. Not getting any younger.
No.
I know. What about being a wife? What's that as a role for you? Because you talk with such affection still, 20-odd years on, about your husband, Daniel. That's nice.
Yeah, I think I lucked in. That's the truth. Who knows? You don't know when you go into it what's going to happen. And funnily enough, somebody said to me their daughter's getting married and they're this summer, and their vows or whatever are not going to have the word forever in it because they're young and they're going into it as, well, hopefully for a really long time. They're from divorced parents, and there's not that sort of fairy tale thing of it's forever and then there's the disappointment that it isn't. It's a real practical sort of thing of, yeah, great. I mean, who knows? I mean, what's for? I was quite impressed with it, actually, because I think I did go into marriage with the forever banner. And I think that I've just, as I say, I think I've lucked in with who I picked. And I think I might just as well have not picked somebody I would be with forever. So it's not, I don't think I've got any magic secret. I think I just literally walked through a door and there he was. And it worked out, thanks God, because he's great. And he is lovely. And who knows? I mean, but okay, let me just back off a bit. He's getting less lovely and more annoying as he gets older. I would say that. That happens to blokes.
Does it?
I'm just getting more amazing. I don't know why. I don't know why. Who saw that happening?
It's just organic. Oh.
Yeah, it's just like people stop me in the street and go, wow, you're even more amazing than last week when I bumped into you. I go, oh, I know, incredible. Dan's annoying though, isn't he?
Do you still like each other though after all this time? Because that's a hard act to crack, isn't it? To meet somebody and 2 decades later still find that there's a friendship there.
Yes, and I think that the fact that parenting-wise we were always on the same page, just from seeing my friends, that was key.
That was key.
Because those arguments I see with my mates, and it's half the time it is around the kids. I had two male bridesmaids for my wedding, and on my wedding night I had a First Lady of the Vale, Jonty, and Grant, who is chief bridesmaid. And
First Lady of the Vale is brilliant.
I know, he kept saying, I'm First Lady of the Vale. Anyway, and they took me to one side quite seriously on my wedding night and said, right, well, you've bagged somebody 6 years younger than you who's incredibly handsome. The only way this is going to last is if you are funny. Otherwise, he's going to leave you because the looks aren't there. For you. You've got funny looking little legs and you're going to have to really keep the jokes rolling. So I think that on some level, I'm in the morning go, oh, did you hear the one about the Frenchman, the Irishman, the Scotsman?
I think you need new friends.
I just need new jokes. I don't need new friends. It was really sensible. It's worked. It's worked, Kate.
Does he find you funny and do you find him funny?
He finds me funny. Well, this is why it works. He laughs at my jokes and I don't hang about for him to make a joke, so that's fine.
Just too busy
being pleased with my own jokes. But no, we do. We find each other funny and we just like each other. Look, as I say, it's pure luck. I honestly did not work it out in any way. He was from the other side of the world. He's Australian.
Yeah.
And happened to be in London and I just sort of bumped into him.
Next up, we have TV presenter and sports broadcaster Craig Doyle, who tells us how his trip to the gym was more a quest for love than a chance to discover his six-pack, which led to a first date with a woman that, well, he now calls his wife. When you first met your wife, Dune, I would argue that you didn't make a great first impression based on the fact that you went to check her out in a gym that she was working at, but you didn't have any gym wear. So you turned up in shorts and shoes, which is deeply unsexy, Craig.
It's pretty unsexy.
First impressions go, I mean, you obviously had a bit of a mountain to climb in terms of pulling it back from there and turning things around. So could you tell me a little bit more about that one? And also, when something has started out with a bad first impression that you've managed to turn into something that's come good.
The mountain was Himalayan. She was working part-time in a gym and was studying design. And a mate of mine, Neil Ryan, who's tall, handsome, gravelly-voiced, dark, rugby player, kind of, he's like, daughter, hey, you got to see this bird. Now, I met her. She won't come near me, though. She won't come near me, but you got to see this one. She's up in the gym. Come on, we go up. And I said, Reiner, I've got like nothing with me. And I'm in a pair of like black shoes and socks.
And socks!
He gives me shorts and a t-shirt. And I go in, clap, 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 shoes into this gym. And I see this girl. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, no way. This is like, she's so out of my league. And then she gave me a pass to come back to the gym again. I wore trainers at the time. And we went out.
Please tell me you wore proper gym wear.
I wore proper gym wear. And we went out for four of us, one of her pals. And Neil, we went out for FIT lunch after she finished her shift. And then there was a long period of me just being terrified. Until finally I was in a nightclub called Annabelle's in Dublin, which was very famous. I'm sure you've been there.
I have.
And another mate of mine, Niall, and another friend, Mark Riley, literally picked me up and pushed me in front of her. And I started talking to her. And still no business.
Still, she wasn't biting?
Well, I was so terrified. I didn't want to know what was going to happen next. I mean, she was so beautiful. I was like, this is, like, ridiculous. I had no chance. So we went on a date in Greystones. I wore a woolly orange polo neck. Woody jumper thing that was torn in there. I mean, what was I doing? I was driving a white mini Metro. Oof. And the date's going quite well. And I looked at my watch and said, I have to go. I've got to collect my mum from Bridge.
That's worse than shoes in the gym. And or is it? It's quite sweet.
And then it was the moment I should snog her. It was like, it's snog time. And I shook her hand. Yep.
How do you end up marrying this woman?
Duck's orgasm. And I'm not that guy. So,
and then, well, you are, as we know, Craig, you're good with your hands.
So that was that. And then we just, you know, something. We just went out on a load of dates, and the rest is history. So yeah, that was a fight back.
You really had to claw it back then. But have you ever had, you know...
I knew I was in love very, very quickly, though.
Did you?
I don't think I'd ever been in love before. And I knew I was in love after about 3 or 4 weeks. Like, oh, fuck. So this is what it feels like. It's horrible. I feel sick. I don't like it.
Well, you're so out of control, aren't you?
Mm.
Your emotions are not your own.
Awful.
Did you not like falling in love?
That doesn't feel good.
Because of the lack of control?
The butterflies and the... Yeah. Can't think about anything else.
Well, fortunately, you've only had to do it once.
There you go. I mean, there's been odd duck, the odd goose.
When do you think she's got to see the real you? When, you know, once you've managed to get past all your awkwardness?
First date. I mean, that's me. I am quite awkward.
You're not.
I'm awkward. Come on. You know, you've seen me at do's where I'm wandering around not knowing what to do.
Looking for the exit.
You should have seen me. You should have seen me last night at the NTAs.
Go on. How was it?
God, it gets to this red carpet. So I'm in a bus with Phil Vickery, Lisa Snowden, Shan, Sharon Marshall, Dr. Scott Levin. And it's taken us an hour and a half to get across London to the end.
They put you all in one bus. I thought they'd be like the royal family and make you all travel separately in case there's a terrible accident.
What would happen daytime?
I know. The rain would be extended.
Sorry, we're showing you Midsommar's Murders for the next week. Everyone's dead. We got like separate little van things, literally just jumping when that was available. But like, we're halfway across this and I'm like, I can't go to this. They're all describing the red carpet to me. I haven't been to one of these before, okay?
No.
I've never done
Never?
No.
In 25 like, years?
I know, but I just wouldn't go. I wouldn't get invited. I'm not on the crew. I'm not on the gang. So I never get invited. So I'm like, there's the same things. We need to stop. I went in, like, a lot of cans of gin and tonic and cans of lager, and we just got a bit tanked up in the car. And Lisa Snowden, like, she looked at my face when we stopped at the red car. She's like, are you okay? I'm like, no. So what do I do? She goes, fine. She literally held my hand up. And then, so you do the first bit, and there's kind of group shot, and then a couple of people ask. So you go on a red carpet, there's two fears. Somebody's going to photograph you and ask you a question. Or the other fear, nobody's going to photograph you or ask you a question. And for both to happen, or one of them to happen, you have to basically walk out in the red carpet and just stand there like this and hope something goes, Craig, over here. And if they don't, you just like, it's really awkward. So I did the first bit with everyone else. And then I saw the next bit, like this running track. And I just ran up it. I didn't do one photograph.
Did you not?
No, and I looked back, I put everyone behind me. All the other this morning people were all like doing all the thing. Like, fair play. I wish I had the confidence to do that, but I don't. So, yeah. You know, 52 years old, man.
You're like Roadrunner down that red carpet. Oh. Beep, beep.
How do you handle that kind of thing?
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
And last but not least, we have the award-winning singer Tom Grennan, who talks to us about how embracing his fitness journey has transformed his mental health. Now, joining the gym has provided a close-knit community that's become, well, like his fourth emergency service. We're talking about it the last time we came on, Evering Road. Evering Road was a breakup record, but also a thank you record. It was a thank you to a relationship that hadn't worked out, which I really loved. I thought there was a lovely sort of poetry in that. But if you had to put thank yous on this album, on What Ifs and Maybes, who are on your thank yous and why do they deserve praise in terms of getting you to this next important phase of you?
I think I need to thank myself firstly,
yes,
for making a change in my life. For making a change in my life and just understanding like the person I am. I'd have to obviously thank the team I've got and allowing me to kind of do what I wanted to do, and saying I've got a vision and I've got a direction that I need to go down, and this is where I'm going, and just allow me to do that. And they did. And also, like, the people who are, like, investing in me, like, as in, like, fans, like, I'm on my third album, and I'm also, like, still growing and still, like, on a trajectory where third albums, a lot of people are dropping off and kind of, I don't know, not they're not building, whilst I'm building still, and it's a pretty crazy place to be, and a good one. Yeah. It's amazing.
What about, you said you've got to thank yourself because you really have turned your head around, haven't you? What brought that change about? That change in thinking, the, you know, literally stop propping the bar up and start lifting bars down at the gym and entering into this amazing fitness journey that I think you've got a lot from. You look ripped, my friend.
what was it that, I think for me, just like, I was living just doing silly things and just, I don't know, I wasn't happy. I felt like I had a bit of a cloud over my head and I felt like there was a wall up that I couldn't really see over and I couldn't knock down. And the only way I could really knock it down was to go back to basics and go back to me kind of being a kid again. And that was sports and exercise and physical activity. Like, that's where my mind gets its stimulation, is being out and about but doing like activities. My friend's name's Bobby Rich. He's an amazing guy. And he saw that I had a cloud over my head. And he said, listen, come to this gym with me. And I was like, mate, I don't enjoy like just going to like a gym and just doing it. He's like, it's not that. It's a community of people and everybody's there who's got like, who've seen things, done things, and just lived a bit of a crazy life. And he did. And everybody in there was just on the same level. And everybody wanted everybody to win. And everybody just was there to cheer people on. And that's what I liked. It was a team effort. It was a competition as well. And it was friendly competition. And it was just a good place to be. And that really then just snowballed. And then I've just been on a road of, I don't know, just trying to better myself and also just compete against myself. Like I said earlier, every day is a battle, but every day I win. So it's good.
Really helps with the anxiety as well, doesn't it? It's a really good way to manage your emotions. Do you know what it sounds like though? As you're describing this community that you found, where everybody is there to better themselves, but there is a team competition. It sounds like you've joined a band. And maybe as a solo artist, you needed that for a while, because it's quite lonely when it's just your name above the door, isn't it?
Probably. I just love being around people. I love being around positive people, and like negativity isn't in that room when we're there doing what we need to do, and it's a great place to be.
It's normally at this phase in an artist's career when they have huge runaway success and they're the top of everyone's bill, that they go left or right, left to the gym or right to rehab. What made you turn left and not right?
I think my family, my missus definitely was somebody who changed the way I think and just keeps me grounded. And I'm not that person. I don't know. I'm not that person to give up. And at one point, I definitely was there, like nearly giving up. And I don't know, I had to just be shaken by a few people and say, just wake up, man. You've got a lot of good people around you. And not all that, not only that, you've got something good going on. Don't waste it. There's been so many people who have had the opportunities that I've had and it's gone to shit, really. Or it's got even worse than that, you know? And I didn't want to be part of that, I don't know, part of that crowd that loses it all and lets it all get to their head
they're the what ifs and the maybes, aren't they?
They are the what ifs and maybes for sure.
Yeah. Before we move on to your final question, is Danielle somebody that you would want to thank at this stage in the game?
Oh, I thank her every day. She is somebody that I'll thank for the rest of my life too. She's amazing, and she puts up with me. Do you know what I mean? At the end of the day, I've got a creative brain. She has a creative brain too, but she definitely helps me kind of just manage it all. She's amazing.
Thanks so much for your company this week and for affording us another chance to trip down to the cellar. You've listened to Tom Grennan in this episode, Craig Doyle and Faye Ripley. If you'd like to hear them in their full glory, just search for them by their guest names in the search bar. And you'll also find plenty of other guests residing in our back catalogue too. In fact, we've got over 300 episodes. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be back on Friday with a brand new guest. See you then.
Wine Question Time is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
People of the US, great news. The Formula One Circus is coming to Miami this weekend, and we've got everything you need to know on P1 with Matt and Tommy, the Formula One podcast from Stack. It doesn't matter if you're an F1 veteran or hardly watch a race. If you want a fun breakdown of the biggest stories from this weekend's race, we've got you covered. Join us for previews and reaction episodes from practice, qualifying and the race itself, plus our full driver rankings podcast early next week. You'll be armed with enough info to make you look like a bona fide expert when the race rolls back around next year, or at least when you see your friends next week. Search P1 with Matt and Tommy in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now.